visiting teaching message. Prayerfully study this material and seek to know what to share. How will understanding the family, a proclamation to the world, increase your faith in God and bless those you watch over through visiting teaching? For more information, go to reliefsociety.lds.org. Daughters of our Eternal Father, the Scriptures teach us that we are the offspring of God. God referred to Emma Smith, wife of the prophet Joseph Smith, as my daughter. The family proclamation teaches us that we are each a beloved spirit, daughter of heavenly parents. In the premortal realm, we learned about our eternal female identity, said Carol M. Stevens, first counselor in the Relief Society General Presidency. Our mortal journey to earth did not change those truths. Your Father in heaven knows your name and knows your circumstances, said Elder Jeffrey R. Holland of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles. He hears your prayers. He knows your hopes and dreams, including your fears and frustrations. We each belong to and are needed in the family of God, said Sister Stevens. Earthly families all look different, and while we do the best we can to create strong traditional families, membership in the family of God is not contingent upon any kind of status, marital status, parental status, financial status, social status, or even the kind of status we post on social media. Additional scriptures. Jeremiah chapter 1, verse 5. Romans chapter 8, verse 16. Doctrine and Covenants, section 76, verses 23 and 24. From our history. In his account of the first vision, the prophet Joseph Smith verifies many truths, including that our Heavenly Father knows our name. Young Joseph struggled to know which church to join and found guidance in James chapter 1, verse 5. Joseph concluded he would ask God. One spring morning in 1820, he went to the woods to pray, but was immediately seized upon by some dark power. Of this he wrote, "Just at this moment of great alarm, I saw a pillar of light exactly over my head, above the brightness of the sun, which descended gradually until it fell upon me. It no sooner appeared than I found myself delivered from the enemy which held me bound. When the light rested upon me, I saw two personages whose brightness and glory defy all description, standing above me in the air. One of them spake unto me, calling me by name, and said, pointing to the other, This is my beloved Son. Hear him." Consider this. How does knowing you are a daughter of God affect your decisions? End of visiting teaching message. Daughters of our Eternal Father. Read by Jane Wise.